Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Can we find another way to lose a baseball game? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I do disagree with Grant from this standpoint. Nothing he's saying is wrong. But let me ask you guys this question. After this terrible loss today to the D-backs, 11-10, Braves again had a six-run lead. They give up seven in the ninth, top of the ninth. And, Mike, before I get to what I'm going to say, there are a couple of moves the Braves have made, by the way.
Yeah, man. We found out that Craig Kimbrell is coming to the Braves. We learned that apparently Deisbel Hernandez, Carl, is going to go on the IL. So that was something that Grant did mention talking to us about, you know, where that's going. We also found out that Scott Blewett has been DFA'd. So Blewett, literally Blewett, and he's been DFA'd designated first time, so he's gone.
He gave up five runs today.
Yeah. And it's part of the situation that, you know, we find ourselves in every year when you've got to go shopping with a Groupon. And you just don't give your general manager. This is why when we were talking earlier, I don't want to go on a tangent here, but I will. Just they never let this guy, you know, shop the way he should. Another $70 million in payroll to get you up there with the Phillies. You know, another 90 to 100 gets you up there with the Yankees. To be in one of the top markets with the cash cow that is the battery, it's hard to wrap your head around. Also, Dylan Dodd has been recalled, Carl, from the minors.
Okay.
But Scott Blewett, DFA'd. Deisbel Hernandez goes on the IL, and Craig Kimbrell is back up with the team.
So let me ask you this. Because Grant said there is a respect level that they have for Snit. Totally get it. Won a World Series, been right with the organization a long time. I get it. He also said the GM has never made an in-season change when it comes to a manager, changing a manager, okay? And that's prior to Double A getting here when he's been in other organizations. So here's my question for you. We got a championship-caliber team, which is why I asked him that. He says, your record, and he's right. But with the talent on the team, it's not perceived to be that. This is supposed to be a team that is supposed to be better.
And the same team was the 2023 team.
Same guys.
Everybody's OPS was 800 to 1,000, raking every single game.
Same guys. So a championship caliber team that is underachieving, and no one's going to be held responsible? I'm going to say that again for you. A championship caliber team that is underachieving, no one's going to be held responsible. This is where I disagree, respectfully, with Grant. I get the level of respect that everybody has for Snit, and we should. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't change. And just because the GM has never done it doesn't mean that he shouldn't. So that's not enough for me. That to me is the reasons why you go, well, you know, I've never really done that. And I'm not saying Double A saying that. I'm just saying that the facts are the facts. He's never made an in-season change for a manager. And this respect level that the team or the organization has has them reluctant to make a change when a championship caliber team is underachieving. Guys, that makes no sense to me.
Well, I said to Carl, I'm sorry, But you have got to get used to how the Braves operate. They are a very corporate, a very conservative organization with a fan base that has been cowed into saying, gee whiz, can't get them every week. We'll just get them next year. It's the John Schuerholz effect. That we're all, when we challenge them on, why don't you change the approach with Bobby Cox? One World Series in 14 years with one of the best teams in baseball every year. You're an idiot if you think Bobby Cox needs to go. How stupid can you be? We have on all the baseball writers, you know, from Peter Gammons to Buster. You guys don't know what a treasure you have with Bobby Cox. You come down here and root for this team that chokes every year in the five-game NLDS. That's how they're run, because the fan base doesn't expect or demand more. Because I think to some degree, this ownership group takes you guys for suckers. So that's why they won't do it. And out of sentimentality, out of what he accomplished here, this is a team which, I'm with you, you need a bold move to save the season. They won't do it.
I know how the Braves work. I've covered them a long time prior to me getting to Atlanta. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean they're not making the wrong decisions.
Oh, it's the wrong decision.
And, it doesn't also mean that as we evolve as a city and a town and a sports city, that things shouldn't become more clear that when things are going wrong, you just don't stay the course. I'm just asking you guys, you tell me, if the Falcons were underachieving and we had a championship caliber team, you would not be tolerating the fact that the head coach would not be on the chopping block.
Well,
you wouldn't be.
We as fans, but again, Arthur Blank also is loyal to a fault. Sticks with the general manager and a coach probably two seasons too long. You know, I mean, it's a mindset. The Hawks, now look, the players respected Nate McMillan. They fired him.
Well, here's the deal with the Hawks. They've actually been quicker in making those moves.
Right.
Then maybe they should have been in some cases.
But the NBA, guys get fired every year, and no one bats an eye. But
nobody bats an eye.
We talk about firing Brian Snicker, and people feel like the sky's going to fall. Some Braves fans. I think that number is getting smaller and smaller as you begin to realize, guys, again, for the 50th time, it's not fair. It's never fair. But you've got to change things up. You've got to try a different approach. And I'd love to see them go outside of the organization. They won't do that. Carl brought up a great point. Think about the guys that were the real spark plugs. Ron Washington and Eric Young. They weren't Braves guys. They came from outside the organization. And now they're in California with the Angels.
Yeah. Well, look, nobody should pass up a major league.
No, I don't begrudge Ron Washington, but I'm just saying we've been grasping for straws for things that we're missing. They fired a hitting coach that gave you one of the best hitting performances of all time in your franchise. He gets for some reason. Tim, everyone's talking about hires. Yeah. You got this hires guy. They might not be responding to his style. The Texas Rangers apparently could when they win the World Series. Maybe it doesn't work for this team.
Yeah, here's my argument, and we got to get out of the way. Turtle's got the night show coming up. I'm sure he's got plenty more on this as the Braves lose their series to the D-backs. As a fan base, we can't accept it. To say it's okay because that's the way it's been is bullcorn. It just is.
No, brother, I've been railing against this as long as I've lived here.
It is.
It's the same argument you and I had when we did our first show together about Mark Richt.
But just
Georgia fans would tell you, oh no, you can't do that. You don't know how bad it was before him.
Just accepting it to say that's the way it's been. There's a lot of things in society, the way they've been, a lot of stuff's changed. Because you know what? Things change. And at some point, hopefully that happens with the Braves. I don't know if anything happens between now and the time they get to San Francisco, because it doesn't look that way. It looks like these moves they're making are saying, hey, this is more on the players, which is what Grant was saying, by the way, and I'm doing everything I can do. Well, it ain't working. We're going to see what happens over the weekend. We'll get you ready for that series tomorrow. Mike, tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Join the party, pal. Again, girls in lumberjack outfits want to meet you, ice cold brew. And again, we were about to do the show. We had some technical issues, so it's our chance to have some fun with Day-Day on site at Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's right. Last time we had to leave early. That's right.
So again, come on by. And when's the last time you bought a man named Day-Day a shot?
Okay, his name's Damien. Stop it.
What'd you say? I'm just saying.
No grown man's going to walk in and be like, Day-Day!
Day-Day! Hey, boys, friend, let's do a shot.
Nobody's doing that. They better not. But, yeah, I forgot. That's right. We had to leave early. So we're going to be out there 2 to 6, man. Look, tomorrow's Friday. We're going to have some fun. I'm telling you, they're not going to get my blood pressure up tomorrow, right. Mike.
No.
They're not.
And by the way, another thing. We got a DFA, Rosale Iglesias. I forgot to mention that.
That's the other part.
You got to get rid of him because he's a closer with 5 blown saves, and his ERA is now upper 6.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – but this goes back real quick. I know we got to get out of here. I just said to
and
Carlin.
And another thing.
I'm not as mad as some of the audience is at AA. Because, guys, Alex Anthopoulos is not going to tell. You know what I blame? I blame Terry McGuirk. The hatchet man for the people that run the Braves doesn't allow him to spend the extra 50 or 75 that puts us back in the mix for a championship. You go get the frontline starting pitching. You get the big setup man. You recreate the night shift. Okay, you don't go bargain basement shopping for Profar late in the free agency. You go early and get the star that beefs up the lineup. The same guy who said, hey, bus driver, let's go 50 miles an hour down Peachtree Street because the city wouldn't give us a stadium. And screw the fans who stood five deep waiting for the bus for an hour. That's Terry McGuirk. That's the guy that didn't let you spend the money to get better.
You good?
I think I'm okay.
Let's get out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The Game.
We love our city. We love our teams. We just want to win.
I know.
This thing should be better, man. It just should be better. Tomorrow, Twin Peaks, come on out and join us. Turtles on the way. Dominator, great job behind the glass today. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners who called in. You guys expressing yourself, telling us how you feel, being a part of the show. We had one guy post his phone call on social media, Mike, saying, I just got off the phone with Dukes and Bell, man. What do you guys think? You crushed it. You did a great job. So we thank you guys for listening each and every day and making 92.9 The Game your number one sports show and us your number one sports show or station and show.
And your catharsis.
Yeah, that too. Hey, Day-Day, great job. We'll see you guys tomorrow at Twin Peaks. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers, the word finally comes down. He is going to the Steelers. Steelers apparently knew it all along. So the long wait, I guess if you're a Steelers fan, is over, which now means where the hell are we going to shop Kirk Cousins? Because the Steelers were kind of our, you know, maybe last hope. Now you got to really kind of figure on a team having an injury with a starting quarterback. And then how long do you feel you're going to keep Kirk? Are you cool having him on the roster on opening day in week one? Either way, they've always played the long game. Carl said they would. It's now post June 1, and he's here. And now you need some help. You need somebody to get hurt to get that money and maybe a pick. I don't know. Get that money off the payroll. We'll see.
Game one tonight, NBA Finals. Look, the narrative around the country is... because these are two teams that are not known to most people. But I'm here to tell you, Halliburton is a star, and SGA is a superstar. I think we're in for a treat, but I still have OKC winning this thing in six. And we had a conversation today about these guards and big guys winning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Championships. Look, SGA is as solid as it gets. He doesn't do anything wrong. He does everything right. And if you've not given him a chance to watch him or at least admire his play, give him a chance in these NBA Finals. I think you're going to be impressed. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't.
You're a fan who doesn't want to fire the manager.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.